Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor to Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group, we got it all. So, that's where we is. Now, today, apparently there's a bit of a fiasco going on with registration. See, I'm getting tongue-tied. With registration at the hotel for GaryCon this coming March in 2020. The Grand Geneva is overbooked. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. How do you book a... it was sold out back in March. It was probably sold out the last day of the con in 2019. How do you only find out that you're overbooked now? But hey, I'm going to read to you the announcement that was shared by Luke Gygax in regards to this. And then I've got some thoughts on it. Okay? So his announcement over on the GaryCon webpage was, "Growing pains, Grand Geneva is overbooked. GaryCon attendees are passionate about coming to Lake Geneva and celebrating with the Gygax family. The Grand Geneva received such a huge and overwhelming response when they opened up the GaryCon hotel block earlier this year that the reservations team booked more rooms than were actually available. The error was temporary, but several people were booked in a 20-minute period when all the rooms were already reserved. So check your spam folders and see if you were one of those people, because there's a limited time offer if you were affected." So now I'm going to make a comment here. It's a limited time offer. And if you don't take the offer in that limited time, you're shit out of luck. Now, by the way, an observation. They are sending out these notifications that, hey, you were overbooked by email. They're not calling people. And I'm sure when you registered and you reserved your room, you had to give a phone number, right? They should be calling people. They should be calling people. Because I know I fucking miss emails. And I can only imagine what others are missing in their emails. Not just a spam folder, just regular mail. Regular Gmail. My regular Gmail account probably gets, and this isn't kidding, just to that main important folder, probably about 35, 40 emails on the average day. I'm not counting the, social and promotions tabs or whatever they call them. Yeah, if I'm talking about this, I probably should, primary, social, and promotions. Those are the three. And my primary gets hit real hard. So think about that, right? Think about that. But let's move on. Thankfully, the Grand Geneva has come up with a way to take care of all of the people that are overbooked. A brand new hotel, the Fairfield Inn and Suites, opened up this fall, only 1.4 miles from the Grand Geneva. Everyone will have the opportunity to book a room at the Fairfield for $129 a month per night, plus get some great perks. All right, here's your perks. Complimentary breakfast at the Fairfield. Complimentary transportation between the Fairfield and GaryCon at the Grand Geneva. Okay. Complimentary parking at both places if you want to drive your car. $25 Grand Geneva Resort credit per room per night for use towards food and beverage up to $75. So if you're staying five nights, you're only getting credit for three. That's just me bitching. A GaryCon gift pack valued at $35. Preferred booking at the Grand for GaryCon 13 in 2021. But that doesn't help you this year. If your reservation at the Grand Geneva was affected, you have until December 30th, 2019 to claim your room at the Fairfield. So please check your emails. All right. So now I posted about this on the blog site, because I think this needs to really have legs, because like I said, a lot of people aren't going to get their notification. And the fun will start. The fun will start March 25th, the day before the con. People arrive on Wednesday night. And when you arrive on Wednesday and you get to the Grand Geneva and they tell you, oh, no, you don't have a room. And you're like, but I got a reservation. Oh, no, we canceled that back in December. People are going to be fucking pissed. Okay, people are going to be pissed. Like I said, registration was back in March. It booked within hours. And 9 months later, they realized they're overbooked. Now, either the hotel has an incompetent staff, it has shitty reservation software that doesn't notice that for 9 months that it was overbooked and nobody caught this, or people have thrown this out there. Maybe there's renovations going on that weren't initially scheduled and they lost, you know, some of their room volume. Or, and again, this is spitting in the wind. I'm spitballing. I have no idea if this is true or not, but I did see it was going on, being mentioned on Facebook as a possibility because somebody else was spitballing. Maybe some people, you know, D&D is now Hollywood, right? D&D is now getting these important peoples. And maybe these important peoples decided that, hey, they and their entourages want to go to GaryCon and they're not going to stay at some hotel 1.4 miles away. I don't know. Now, what I do find interesting, okay, and this hasn't really, what I've seen online hasn't been mentioned much yet, but Fairfield Inn and Suites, I was on Facebook the other day, like over the weekend, it was like Friday or Saturday, something like that, looking for volunteers to move from the Grand Geneva to the Fairfield Inn and Suites. So limited time offer, like you had to do it by midnight, you know, or, you know, and they were offering pretty much the same package of free shit or benefits, except for the preferred booking at the Grand for GaryCon in 2021. Was that the Grand Geneva trying to find, like maybe if we make this offer and make it a limited time to really push people, right? So right away, they're going to have to make a decision. Maybe we'll get enough volunteers to cover our screw up. And I'm going to call it a screw up or a fuck up. Your choice. Because you don't wait 9 months to tell people, we over fucking booked. All right? This 20-minute period had to happen on that one fucking day where the rooms were available and then they all went bye-bye. So, it was a screw-up. And something else that was mentioned on Facebook is, well, they also mentioned some people who have received and found those emails that they were moved. They've been, you know, they're like, well, this email didn't even apologize. It wasn't like, listen, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Apparently it doesn't even say that. But they do say that your information was forwarded on to Fairfield. And people are like, does that mean that their billing information has been shared with the third party that they were not in negotiations with? They did not get a room there. And Grand Geneva is just passing this on. I don't know. It doesn't look good. And I'll be honest with you. GaryCon is a lot of fun. There's a lot of people there. It's got a lot of, you know, gaming goodness. But the con itself, last year, I think I mentioned this, there was a fuck up with the tables. We didn't have tables for the booth. I didn't have tables to set up the Rappahannock terrain. How does that? And then after I had tables, I didn't have chairs. So how does that happen? And I don't know if that's a screw up by the con or is that a screw up of the venue? And if that was a screw up of the venue, then this is just compounding their prior screw ups. So check your, if you are registered or you think you're registered at the Grand Geneva for this coming March, check your fucking emails. Fuck it, man. Call them up. Be you be the one and call and confirm that you fucking have a room. Because maybe your email got lost in spam or the interwebs and who the fuck knows. You don't want to be the one showing up with all your shit, you, your significant other, and yeah, now you got to find yourself a fucking hotel room in Lake Geneva for that weekend because you don't fly out for another 4 or 5 days, right? You don't want to be, you don't want to be that one. Okay. Give them a call. All right, folks, on that note, if you enjoy the podcast, whatever platform you listen on, give us a review, give us a rating. When I say us, it's because I do have guests on. So it isn't just me. We'll have to get more guests going, but I'm working on that. It might not happen until after Christmas at this rate. Who the fuck knows? All right, folks. But if you like it, tell people about it. If you like this podcast, share it. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.